The coronavirus is having an economic impact all around the world, especially in China and even here in the United States, where the first Bay Area case reported this afternoon in Santa Clara County. As KCBS has been reporting, some flights from the U.S. to China have been canceled. The stock market's been hit with the largest sell-off in 5 months, and the 195 passengers flown to Southern California earlier this week from Wuhan, China, are now under quarantine. For more on the impact, we're going to turn to the KCBS RingCentral Newsline and talk with Dr. Lonnie Chen, a Hoover Institution Fellow and Director of Domestic Policy Studies at Stanford. Doctor, thank you very much for talking to us this afternoon. How do you go about calculating the economic impact from this?
Well, I think it's going to be a challenge because the effects could be far-reaching and at this point yet unknown. So you have to think about the obvious effects on travel and tourism. As you've noted in your reporting, you have many airlines like United and Delta and American canceling flights. There are certainly impacts there. There are impacts potentially that we could see in retail, manufacturing that could be impacted by a decline in commerce between China and the United States because of reduced travel and commercial links between the two countries. And then you have companies that might be affected in how their supply chains would be impacted by not being able to have personnel in China, for example, to supervise manufacturing and other things that might be going on there. So the effects could potentially be quite far-reaching as this crisis continues.
In terms of multinationals, how much pressure are they going to face from their employees and unions to keep their workers away from any potential problem zones?
Well, you're already seeing this. Some companies in the United States have already said to their employees that they should not travel to China. Now that the State Department has issued the highest possible warning against traveling to China, I'd imagine that those companies which have not already put restrictions on their employees traveling to China will probably begin to do that if they haven't done that already. And then you have the other issue, which is now Chinese nationals and restrictions of others from China traveling to the United States could further restrict the type of commercial activity that might be common during this period of time.
I guess the key question would be, how long is this thing going to last, right? When you, in terms of every aspect of the story, economic impact, if this goes on for a couple of weeks, I guess, how long do companies, if you look at interruptions to the supply chain, right, how long can they last before they need to refill from China?
Well, if we look back to the SARS crisis, which was a respiratory disease, obviously, that spread through Asia and had international consequences many years ago, that was a significant impact to economies that went on for months and actually for years. The impact on travel and tourism, the impact on some manufacturing, the impact on a number of different sectors was felt far after the disease had been contained. So even though this situation is evolving quickly, and we don't have a great sense, by the way, of how much more virulent or how much more widespread this could be, you are looking at potentially a few months of impacts, even if this is contained within the next few weeks. So the potential here for some economic impact is quite significant.
When you look at this historically, are there fear-based impacts as well? Tossing one out, for example, that people might be less likely to hop on a plane if they don't want to be in a confined space with other people.
Sure, I think that's absolutely possible. I mean, you're seeing it not just with respect to travel to China, where obviously there are restrictions as well as warnings in place, but other parts of Asia where you've seen the virus spread, whether it's Singapore or Japan or Korea, there are issues there, but also domestic travel here in the U.S. Some people have just said, look, I don't really want to get on a plane or I don't want to get into a space where I'm potentially confined and could be exposed to something. So there are absolutely reasons to believe that this could have impacts, although the reality is people are much more likely to be exposed to the flu or the common cold while traveling than coronavirus.
Well, thank you for your time. We appreciate it. Dr. Lonnie Chen, Hoover Institution Fellow and Director of Domestic Policy Studies at Stanford.